Working remotely, where you are shouldn't dictate what you do. Work from the road by turning your vehicle into a reliable high-speed data Wi-Fi hotspot with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. On the network that covers more roads than any other carrier, take your work on the road and AT&T will be there to keep you connected. Connect up to 10 devices and stream conference calls, finish up that presentation, or answer last-minute emails. Why wait? Go to att.com/in-car Wi-Fi today for free trial eligibility. Based on independent third-party data, number of devices varies by manufacturer. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
A rested child is a happy child. Sleep Tight Stories is a weekly podcast that brings comfort and joy to families worldwide with calming bedtime stories. The stories are relevant to children and spark wonder without overstimulation, so they can fall asleep and stay asleep. Listen to Sleep Tight Stories on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. For a bedtime routine you'll miss when they're grown, Sleep Tight Stories.
Brought to you by the reinvented 2012 Camry. It's ready. Are you?
Get in touch with technology with Tech Stuff from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hey there, and welcome to the podcast. This is Jonathan Strickland. I'm a writer for How Stuff Works, and with me is Chris Paulette, editor extraordinaire.
Hi there.
And we're going to give you a quick update on some of the video game systems that are out right now because of the Electronic Entertainment Expo that's going on. There's been a lot of announcements, so we want to catch you up on what's going on.
Yeah, this year's E3, as it's known, is scaled down a bit from years past where the public was invited. It's more of a press and industry only event. But this year's big story is that there's really no big story, no new consoles to announce, no new game with some kind of massive new controller that you have to buy. It seems like a lot of things are improved. Sony and Microsoft both announced larger hard drives and new models. But other than that, the consoles seem to have legs. They're going on the way they have been, just with brand new titles and enhanced versions of older titles.
Right. Yeah, it's really all about incremental improvement this year. And of course, all three giants, we're talking about Microsoft, Sony, and Nintendo here, are all claiming that they are going to dominate this year. But, I mean, what else are you going to do at a press event?
Of course.
So let's talk a little bit about some of these improvements. So we'll start over with Microsoft's Xbox. So the Xbox 360, a lot of the improvements they mentioned refer back to Xbox Live, which is their online portion of their console system. That includes things like you can now go online using the web and shop at the Xbox Marketplace and buy games and other applications and download them directly to your console. It's kind of like a TiVo thing where you would log in and shop around for television shows and tell your TiVo to record them. Same sort of thing. You don't have to be at your Xbox to do it anymore.
Yeah, and now they have a partnership with Netflix. So if you have an Xbox Live Gold membership, you can stream movies directly through your Xbox 360, which is a nice feature, although you can't, you know, download them directly to your hardware.
That's true. Although there is one other kind of cool feature. You can now play games from your hard drive. You can actually copy games onto the hard drive, which decreases load times. You still have to have the disc in the game system to play it, but it means that your load times are much shorter. But let's move on to one of the others. Let's talk about Nintendo for a little bit.
Yeah, Nintendo, of course, has been selling like hotcakes. Their Wii has been flying off the store shelves.
Yeah, you can't find them anywhere.
No, they're very, very hard to find still. And, I think people expect them to come out with some brand new feature or device like the balance board that came with Wii Fit. But this year, they're coming out with two new games they announced. Wii Sports Resort, which has a Wii Motion Plus. It plugs into the back of the Wii remote and gives it some added functionality regarding motion and how it detects what you're doing. They also have Wii Music with more than 50 instruments that you can play. You know, the music games, Rock Band and Guitar Hero, still very popular. So that's Wii's unique entry into that market.
Right. And then there's also the Wii Speak, which is a microphone application that will specifically work with an Animal Crossing game that's coming out for the Wii, but hopefully will be used in other games and applications further down the road. And just for you guys to know, the most anticipated game announcement is the Clone Wars, because I want to play with lightsabers. But let's move on to the third biggie, Sony. Now, Sony's big announcement was mainly the new model that's going to replace the 40-gigabyte model. It's an 80-gigabyte model. It'll cost about $400. That'll come out later this year. But they had some other interesting information. By the way, people who are waiting for Sony Home, you're still going to be waiting a while. We don't have any date on when that's going to come out, but it is still in development, so it should be coming.
I just hope that the price decreases enough where I can buy a PlayStation 3 and get a Blu-ray player and get to play my Ratchet and Clank games that I used to play on a PlayStation 2.
Yeah.
They announced a new Ratchet and Clank title with a pirate theme.
Yes, Quest for Booty.
So I'm excited about that.
Right, and there's going to be a whole slew of downloadable games. Actually, downloadable content is going to be big for PlayStation. They are also going to allow users to download movies and television shows from a certain group of providers and producers. But you get to actually download those. You get to store them on your PlayStation and watch them whenever you like. You can purchase movies and television shows, unlike the Xbox version where you're streaming.
Yeah, I bet the Sony fans were really excited about the new Final Fantasy game.
Oh, I'm sure they were, especially when they heard it's also premiering on the Xbox.
Uh-oh.
I hope you guys can sleep at night.
Well, that about wraps it up for this podcast. We have tons of video game articles on the site, but to get started, if you're really interested in learning more about some of these consoles and games, you can read How Video Game Systems Work. That's available right now at HowStuffWorks.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit HowStuffWorks.com. Let us know what you think. Send an email to podcast@HowStuffWorks.com.
Brought to you by the reinvented 2012 Camry. It's ready. Are you?
It's brand new season 2. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedatum. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Vilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Minnie Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Minnie Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Join late night legend Jon Stewart and the best news team for today's biggest headlines, exclusive extended interviews, and more. Now this is a second term we can all get behind. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.